Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So I'm really excited. Coming up at 4:15 on very short notice, Leavenworth County Prosecutor Todd Thompson is going to call in front of the program, always willing to share his time. And I follow not only Todd's social media, but my longtime friend Micah, who works in Todd's office. He's like Todd's handler. Used to be one of my producers down at Channel 5. And Micah posted over the weekend the most stirring, solemn, stunning photographs of the Wreaths Across America ceremony up at Leavenworth. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was just poetry. These photos, I shared it on my private, I think I shared it on my KMZ page. If I didn't, I'm going to go do it right now. It is just bitterly cold. There are dozens and dozens of volunteers, and it's such a beautiful, somber, kind, lovely thing to do in a world right now that doesn't feel very kind or lovely.
Sure.
And so I reached out to Micah and I said, hey, you were so moved by what you saw out there. I was so moved by your photos. Can we get you to call in? And he said, you want Todd to call in? He knows more about it. And I said, absolutely. And that is coming up at 4:15. I guess you can adopt a wreath. Like hundreds of thousands of these were laid over the weekend. And you can adopt a, if you can't get out and volunteer, you can adopt a wreath, which seems like a beautiful way to get involved as well.
It's a great program. I'm going to see if I can't isolate just a little bit.
Oh, I know. Toward the end, Scott.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Toward the end.
Yeah, let me see if I can do that.
And I will share those photos on Facebook because I just said, wow, was my comment on all of the photos. Just wow.
So here's what I got of Jesse.
To this great country. So I am going to do that at this time. Since he already has a wreath here from someone else, I'm just going to place it off to the side. Colonel Mayo B. Parks, United States Army. Colonel Parks, thank you for your honorable service to this country. And thank you for the sacrifices that you and your family have made. May you rest in peace, sir.
And then he salutes.
You need to isolate that. It's an incredible image of him saluting your father. It just is.
Very
anyway,
nice.
I was so moved by it.
Nice.
Join us at 4:15. We're going to learn more about it. You know, how can we get involved? Even if you adopt a wreath once a year, pay for one of the wreaths. It's really...
Well, and you have to remember Leavenworth has two national cemeteries, one in Leavenworth proper and one on the fort. we decided to have my dad buried in Leavenworth proper, just because it's much more accessible, much more convenient.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through the checkpoint at the fort, and plus it was farther away from my mom's house. But it is just, if you never get a chance, well, I would encourage you to take a trip just up to Leavenworth to one of the two national cemeteries. Leavenworth National would be easier to get into. It is sobering.
Yeah.
Just sobering. I mean, they have people there who were killed in the Civil War. There's a small, ow, I hurt my elbow.
Did you just hurt yourself pointing?
Yes.
That's what I thought
yes,
just
I
happened.
Did. Yes,
you
I did.
You have a pointing injury.
Something popped in my elbow just now.
Remarkable.
It is a remarkable injury. But anyway, yeah, there's a small plot up by some of the buildings over there where the, and I don't know how many there are, a couple dozen maybe, and their headstones look just a little different than everybody else's. You know, they're obviously almost 200 years old. Well, 160 years old. And they're from, they were soldiers who fought, you know, not necessarily were killed. You don't have to be killed in combat to be buried at a national cemetery.
No, my grandfather's buried.
Right.
In a military cemetery.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. How beautiful they are.
It's beautiful.
Just solemn.
Oh, that
sobering.
Service with the bugler and the guns. And
where I lost it at my dad's funeral more than at any other time is when they fold the flag and they kneel down in front of the widow or the family, whomever, and they say, what is it they say? On behalf of a nation that can never repay its debt. And then they hand your family member the flag. At that point, I lost it.
Of course.
I lost it. And
during my grandfather's service, I will remind you that, you know, it's getting harder and harder to find people every single day. We're losing our veterans. It's getting harder and harder to find all of the service members who attend those services. Some of them play horns. Some of them shoot, you know, the 21-gun salute.
Right.
Some of them fold and present the flag. Mm-hmm. And I read an article once specifically about the buglers, Scott. They're like, we need a new generation of buglers because we're losing them, right? I would only remind everyone, when you go to a military funeral, make sure your cell phone is off.
Yes.
My God, one of my cousins, as they are preparing the flag, his cell phone went, and it wasn't just a bzz, bzz, which would in and of itself still be inappropriate. It was the da 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 da, and then he's fumbling in the front row trying to. Oh my gosh!
Mildly.
Oh my
gosh! My
grandfather would have been like, "Seriously, this is my moment." Seriously.
All right, we've got Leavenworth County DA Todd Thompson on the hotline. We will take the break early and get with him in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll have an update on the Brown University shooting coming up right after 4:30. They have released some new photographs of the
suspect.
Yeah. In this case. He's wearing a mask. You still don't get to see his face, but
it's clear video.
It's better than what they had overnight, which was just a picture of him from the backside. Now you actually get to see what he looks like
in
a mask-covered face. Leavenworth County DA Todd Thompson joining us on the KMZ Hotline, and appreciate you calling in on short notice. It's our understanding that you and some folks from your office and some of our good friends participated in Wreaths Across America over the weekend, and what an incredible program, and just a sign of respect and honor for all of these people.
I can't thank you for having me on. It was truly inspiring and emotional. There was at least 100 or more people standing out in the frigid cold, just there to honor and remember people that they didn't even know. It was great to be part of it. I was, I'm always honored to be out there to give back and put wreaths on the grave sites of those that gave to our country.
Todd, Micah had said this was sort of an organic experience for your office. And now that you've done it, you're hooked because it's so moving. How did you come to be involved, and how can others become involved?
Honestly, anyone can be involved. It's usually the second or third Saturday in December that they have volunteers go out to either the cemetery and National Cemetery in Leavenworth or the Fort Leavenworth Cemetery, either one. And they have a little ceremony before, and they set out a certain section that they have wreaths. They have volunteers providing the wreaths.
Yeah.
And so you basically take, these wreaths are handmade from Maine, and they're of balsam wood, and they have a bow. The bow symbolizes, it's a red bow that symbolizes the blood that was lost in the sacrifice for those in the country. It has a circular shape to represent the eternity. And they're very specific about having to put it on a 45-degree angle, kind of fluff the bow, make sure the bow is sitting at a 12 o'clock fashion. You set it down. One of the most important things, and the things I think is most moving, is you say the person's name that you're putting the grave down in order to remember them and make their name and their life alive again. And then what they ask you to do is take a picture of the gravesite and go back and look the person up and learn a little bit about their history and who they were and and who they were before they their life was sacrificed. And I had a man named James Todd from the Spanish-American War last year. And it is interesting because there is Muslim and Jewish people that are buried out there, and there's a placard that you put on their gravestone, so not to disrespect their religious beliefs, but also do the same symbolism for them to say their name and take a picture. And I think that's the most powerful because, you know, for me, when I sat down, I looked at a person that gave their life so many years ago and knew, you know, kind of makes you small, makes you feel how small you are in the world, but how important it is for people to go out and remember their past to appreciate where we are today.
Todd, is a wreath or a placard placed on every single gravestone at Leavenworth National?
No. There's a way to volunteer. There was about 4,800 wreaths provided to the Leavenworth for the Leavenworth Cemetery, and I mean the volunteers got those out quickly. But obviously, the more donations that they give, the more wreaths that can be distributed throughout the country. And that is at wreathacrossamerica.org.
How is it determined which gravesites get a placard or a wreath and which ones do not? I'm a little confused there.
They pick out certain sections. There's also donor sections that that are provided. And to be honest, I don't know how the ones that are chosen. I think it's, I think it just depends, but I don't know that for sure.
Because, I mean, my dad's buried there, and there are, as you well know, Todd, thousands and thousands of gravestones in just Leavenworth National, not to mention Fort Leavenworth National.
And Scott, if you wanted to provide one for your dad, you can make a specific request. And there was at least about 400 people that had specific requests for a wreath to be put on their grave. And that can be done in that fashion. Hmm. And then obviously, like you were referring to the placard, there's some that truly just maybe opt out for usually religious reasons, but the sign gets put up.
It was cold as hell on Saturday.
Bitter. It looks bitter cold.
It was, you know what? I thought about that, but I thought, you know, these people gave their life. I mean, what's me being out in a couple of minutes of the cold? I mean, that's nothing. For what they've done for us, that's what I kept thinking because, I mean, they gave their life. I think I can be cold for a minute. So I'm okay with. And I think everybody else has the same feeling out there. I mean, it's very emotional. They play taps. They had a bagpipe just playing. A lot of moving prayers for the people. And really, there were so many people. It went a lot faster than you would ever imagine it would. And everybody took the placing of the wreath a very serious way. I mean, Everybody made sure it was at 12 o'clock. Everybody made sure it was a 45-degree angle. I saw so many people taking pictures and taking a prayer. And I just have to assume they were like me and went home and looked up that soldier. And just to do that is remarkable because I know a lot of people don't even go out to see their own family. So it's a great way to really respect the people that gave their life for our freedoms.
Todd, it's a beautiful thing. And I thought the bitter cold temperatures made the photographs even more stirring and meaningful because you could tell everyone was out there to honor those men and women. And to your point, it didn't matter for a few minutes to bring everybody together to do this beautiful thing.
Well, I look forward to seeing both of you out there next year with me.
I'd love it.
And I'd be happy to do it.
We'll get one for your dad.
Actually, he got two on Saturday.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Good to talk.
Okay, be well.
So I've just posted the photos on my Dana Wright KBZ page. It is wreathsacrossamerica.org, wreathsacrossamerica.org. And let's spread the word.
I think I will volunteer to do that next year.
You would just love that, Scott. Take your mom. I think she'd love it.
Well, she went and didn't tell me she was going. Watching her on Life 360, I'm like, what the hell is she doing in Leavenworth on a Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Then I realize she's at the cemetery, and I'm like,
You would have gone.
Of course I would have gone. I've known about wreaths across America. Why is wreath such a hard word for me to say?
To pluralize?
Wreaths across America. I didn't realize it was on Saturday. And obviously my mom did. She took one up there. And then Commander Reed took one up for my dad. And that was super sweet. I didn't realize it was on this Saturday. And next year I'm definitely going to want to volunteer for that. That's great. And thank you, Mr. District Attorney. Story here from the New York Post. In 2025, the average American traveler spent $2,261 on travel and visited three new places. It doesn't seem like that much money for three trips. 2026 is set to be an even bigger travel year with beach getaways and road trips leading the charge. A new survey of 2,000 Americans who travel frequently asked respondents to reflect on their travel experiences. The survey found that on average, people went on two non-work trips. Survey also found the average respondent expanded their map, visiting two new states and one new country in 2025. I'm trying to think.
I think the average is so low because of how many people just flat out didn't travel. Because that doesn't make any sense to me either. If you went to another country, you're spending $2,000 in that trip alone.
Oh, that's just your airfare.
Yeah.
Well, no, these are people who traveled alone. Not with their significant other or the kids or anything like that.
Okay.
They strictly traveled alone.
It seems low.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
$2,200 and you went to two new states and one new country?
I go to a new state every day.
That's true. That is true. I'm trying to think. We went to Greenville, South Carolina, mm-hmm. Cancun, and San Francisco.
We went to Mississippi.
That's it?
And?
Kansas and Missouri. Oh, Hilton Head. Oh, and Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to Mississippi.
Keep it going.
And, Weston is our happy place. We go there a couple times a year.
Didn't you go to Palm Springs or Palm Desert or whatever it's called?
We did not hit Palm Desert this year, but oh, I love it out there.
Phoenix?
We went to Mississippi.
We did not hit Phoenix this year.
Did you hit Arizona at all?
Mm-mm. Not yet.
Running out of time.
So you went to Vegas, Mississippi,
yeah,
and Hilton Head.
And keep in mind, we went to Vegas to see the Eagles at the Sphere. It wasn't like, woo, let's go to Vegas.
What are you talking about? Well, that's huge.
I'm just saying.
Like Vegas on steroids.
We only gambled one night. And you know, Dana, I love to gamble.
Yeah.
Like, that was not a traditional, like, you know, wheels off the bus Vegas trip.
No, I totally get it.
We went to see the Eagles, and we did not spend hardly any time. We golfed.
We didn't have a cool trip to Vegas. We just got to see something that 99.9% of other people would never get to see.
We only went to Cancun for the beach.
Right.
So that's not really a vacation.
What I'm saying is like, oh, you went to Vegas. I just don't want people to think it was like, woo, let's go get plowed in Vegas for 3 days. It was not that kind of trip.
You went and saw one of the most iconic American rock and roll bands.
Better.
In one of the most iconic venues.
Oh.
And went golfing. That's a vacation.
Quit downplay it.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I had a good friend go to see The Wizard of Oz in Vegas.
At the Sphere.
At the Sphere. And everyone at the time was like, we are dropping what we're doing and we're booking. Now that I have seen the Eagles at the Sphere, I have heard mixed reviews about Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. Hmm. Like it's a condensed, shortened version and a neat experience, I think, if you've never been to the Sphere. But if you go to the Sphere and see, like, the Eagles or some incredible concert.
Where the lyrics are dropping out of the ceiling?
Yes, I heard people say The Wizard of Oz was very anticlimactic for the expensive tickets that those were. Mm-hmm. Just FYI. I would go do it if we were in town.
Sure.
But I wouldn't drop, you know, based on what I've heard, I would not drop hundreds of dollars to go see.
Absolutely. And so if we went to San Francisco and we did the Golden Gate Bridge, we did...
Alcatraz,
thank you.
Obsessed.
We did the wharf, but that wasn't a vacation. We were just there
to see the beach.
We were there to do research.
I'm not saying it wasn't a vacation.
That's exactly what you said.
Literally said going to Vegas to see the Eagles doesn't count as a vacation. You literally said that.
It was in and out.
All we did was go see this amazing show.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So it's a sort of update on the fatal shooting that occurred, mass shooting that occurred at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, late last week. And they initially had arrested somebody or took a person of interest into custody. That person has since been released. And whoever this gunman is remains on the loose. Two young students dead, I believe 9 injured. I'm going off memory here. And there was one video that showed this person turning down a street, but it was shot from behind. The video was shot from behind. And so you couldn't get a look at his face at all. And it didn't really, I even was watching the news over the weekend and people are like, well, all they've got is, you know, they're going to have to look at the gait of his walk and try to see if there are some clues there. Because right now they've got nothing. Whoever he is, he's still on the loose. But they have found, obviously, investigators have been going door to door through this neighborhood. And they did get more Ring doorbell footage of him taken from the front. But he's wearing a mask and a hoodie, not a hoodie, a skull cap. And so it's really hard to make out any feature. I mean, his eyebrows are covered. His face from the nose down is covered. All you can see are his eyes and his clothing. Dana pointed something out, though. He looks frumpy. I believe that was your word, frumpy or tubby or whatever.
Frumpy, dumpy.
He looks like, Sam, I think you said he's got a beer belly of some fashion and just doesn't look like somebody who's been taking care of himself. And it's hard to get a gauge on how old this person is. He's white. We know that now. But that's it. And so, I don't know. Sam, let's just for a little bit of flavor, dip into the news conference that they're holding in Providence right now, just for a second.
Quality of these images, is the person potentially recognizable?
This is CNN talking about it.
Yeah, that's really
okay. Oh, sorry, beg your pardon. I'm over here watching Spectrum News, and they're still carrying it. I don't know if you can get that on your TV in there. And CNN is now analyzing what was said at the news conference that continues at this moment.
Pattern. But when you ask Steph why are they looking in particular areas, where he was and what his movements are developing as we obtain additional evidence. So that can't explain why people are looking somewhere today as opposed to 2 days ago. We're learning more about his movements as we gather additional video evidence. And that video evidence has been coming in at a much greater degree than it was 12, 24, 36 hours ago. Why, you ask? Some people were away for the weekend. Some of these places where businesses. So what the team is doing, there are a bunch of teams doing different things, exploiting electronic evidence, exploiting physical evidence, meaning forensic evidence from the crime scene, canvassing the neighborhoods, and those are the threads that when you pull them will open this case up. And that has been true over the course of my career, and I'm confident it'll be true again here.
Colonel General.
Yeah, go ahead, Dylan. I'll get out of the way after that. Go ahead.
This kind of follows up on what Colonel Perez said about, you know, to the general public, to use official Providence Police channels, be it YouTube or whatever. Are we doing a good job here? Is the media doing a good job in the ultimate goal right now, trying to locate this person?
Yeah, look, I think part of what's important about these briefings, I give the mayor great credit for doing them, is to help push out information in a case like this to the press and the public to help us solve this crime. That's potentially what it'll take here.
Mayor, back to Brown University.
Yeah.
Okay. There's been a lot of questions I've heard from a lot of parents today, and it goes back to the question about the alarm and that was installed in 2007. In an active shooter location, it sends off a notice and tells people what to do. That never went off. I'm wondering, what is Brown's answer? And perhaps even just as important, why isn't Brown here today?
As for the...
The attack, by the way, claimed the life of 19-year-old Ella Cook, my God, the vice president of the College Republicans on campus, remembered as a bright light of kindness. and 18-year-old Mohammed Aziz from Uzbekistan, who dreamed of becoming a surgeon. Nine others were injured and are now stable.
One of the young ladies that they've been interviewing, who was, I guess this was an amphitheater-style classroom on the campus of Brown University. This young lady was in the room when whoever this idiot is burst in and started opening fire. This is her second school shooting. When she was in high school, she was shot in the stomach during a school shooting at her high school.
No.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This is her second one.
My God. That poor girl's family.
But she's alive. She didn't die. But, you know, I was listening to her. I think it was on MSNBC when I was getting ready for work. I can't remember. It was one of the three. And she was telling the host, the anchor, that, you know, she goes, I've already got a scar on my stomach and have received countless hours of therapy for what I've already been through. And now this. And there's not enough therapy on the planet for somebody who's been through two school shootings. Two.
By the way, the attorney general today is now apologizing for the false detention of the man that they initially took into custody. Mm-hmm. That name was leaked. He apparently has nothing to do with this. Yeah. Is a veteran. Was a member of the Army, I'm reading.
Okay.
It's important you get this stuff right.
You've got to get it right.
Before you send names like that to the press.
And I think
did not happen here.
And I think what you're seeing here, Sam was telling us before, the people behind the podium and the members of the press, they're arguing back and forth about whatever. But that's what happens when you feed the media information that is not correct. And then they have to they're the ones who end up having to backtrack and say, well, we got that wrong. I mean, if you can't trust the FBI or the local police to give you solid, decent, reliable information, then who can you trust if you're in the news media?
Can we talk about one other thing with respect to the ongoing clips of surveillance video as this idiot is marching down the street with purpose, by the way? You can just tell. With purpose.
Where's the gun, by the way?
I don't know. You know, we've talked about this on the program, Scott, where we are one of the most, if not the most, surveilled country. Mm-hmm. You're how many times a day have we said that you're on surveillance camera? I mean, it's hundreds.
I got videotaped walking into work.
It's hundreds, if not thousands a day at every intersection, every time you're out, like all of those things.
Sure.
You know, they will catch him because of that. Because you remember in the first hours after this, they released the one really bad security footage of him walking away. Mm-hmm. Well, then they start contacting people down that route, right?
Sure.
And every house has a Ring doorbell camera, every church, every
business.
And now we're getting a better view. They will know which direction he was going and continued going. That's how they're going to get him.
Maybe what car he got into.
But how in God's name they screwed this up with the initial guy that had nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's his name? Richard Jewell.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Story here from CBS News. Netflix leaders doubling down today on their intention to acquire part of Warner Brothers Discovery, while also looking to alleviate concerns in Hollywood about the blockbuster deal's potential impact on the movie business. In a regulatory filing, Netflix's co-CEOs Greg Peters and Ted Sarandos pledged that the streaming giant would continue to release movies to theaters. Mm-hmm. Quoting here, in a letter addressed to Netflix employees, "We have not prioritized theatrical in the past because that wasn't our business at Netflix. When this deal closes, we will be in that business. We're strengthening one of Hollywood's most iconic studios, supporting jobs, and ensuring a healthy future for film and TV production." It's an $83 billion takeover.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Warner is home to the storied movie studio that created hits like Barbie, The Hobbit, and Harry Potter, among many others.
At least they're doing something with my $7.99.
Oh, you don't think that your Netflix subscription's going up?
Oh, it's definitely going up. I just, you know, I remember.
I just can't believe how easily you caved.
What was it, last year, the year before? Well, I wanted to see a movie that got pulled off of Peacock because apparently it's inappropriate to have on your platform. And the internet said it was on Netflix, and it was not, so I caved. But I remember, was it last year or the year before when they said they didn't have enough money?
I don't think it was they didn't have enough money. They just wanted more money.
Yeah. they have enough, but enough is never enough.
They have enough.
Oh, okay.
Then some.
They needed more of yours.
If they try to raise my prices, boycott's back on,
oh,
baby.
Oh, it is not. Aren't you glad that you have something to scroll around on now, like the rest of us, whereas we
so
can't find anything to watch?
I have to be completely honest with you that I moved, so like we have smart TVs in our house, so all of the apps just show up however you put them. You can customize it.
Yeah.
I moved Netflix to the number one spot on the upstairs TV and the downstairs TV. It's all I watch now.
Wait, the company that you
boycotted,
not only boycotted, but talked trash on for well over a year.
Deservedly so.
Now enjoys the first slot.
Has re-earned its, position in the first slot. Stranger Things, the Diddy docuseries. I mean, hit after hit after hit coming out of the red TV streaming site.
You know what we watched last night?
You have no backbone whatsoever.
I have no morals.
Roofman. Remember Roofman? Comedy. I think it's Netflix.
Why does that name sound familiar?
It is Channing Tatum. It is a true story of a guy who pulled off a string of very successful robberies, and he always got through the roof. He always gained access through the McDonald's roofs. He always hit fast food places.
Okay.
He's a military guy and very adept at like noticing everything. What time the employees come in, like whatever. He's one of those guys that just notices and remembers in his brain everything.
Okay.
In real life, he starts robbing all of these places in the movie because he can't afford a bike for his little girl. He comes back from the military, is flat broke, is sick and tired of being broke. And he's like, how many robberies can I get away, or not robberies, burglaries, can I get away with so that I can give my daughter the life she wants? And at the very beginning, he says the answer is 45. He robbed 45 fast food places. And then when he gets caught, the whole movie is about his hiding out. He hides out inside of a Toys R Us for months.
Months?
Scott,
where's his daughter?
For months he hides out because he's on the run. And it's Peter Dinklage is in it as the manager of Toys R Us.
Don't bring logic into a great storyline, Scott.
I'm sorry.
It is.
Jesus.
It
sorry.
Is a true. It is. I went down a rabbit hole last night. It's sweet. It's
okay. But who's? This isn't a spoiler. Who's taking care of his daughter?
Mom.
While he's hiding out.
Mom. Mom
in
has
Toys
said
R Us.
We're done with you. And you know, mom is like, we're done.
So this guy just sounds like a criminal for no reason.
Well, that's what Johnny said. Johnny goes, is there any redeeming quality to this film?
That's and I'm a like, dumb plot
well,
line.
I'm wait, it's a true story. The guy really did this.
Well, my mom, my kids.
How did he survive? Wait.
In a Toys R Us for 6 months.
Where in the Toys R Us is he hiding? In the roof?
Anywhere.
In,
you ever been to a Toys R Us?
In the rafters.
Exactly.
And then when it closes down at night, Scott, he starts eating M&Ms.
He survived on M&Ms.
Yes. Rotted his teeth, but yes.
And where did he shower? In the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
So this guy seriously thinks to himself, man, my kid's mother won't let me see her. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go rob 45 stores.
I'm telling you.
That'll do it.
It's entertaining. I don't want to say run, do not walk. He did bad things.
I'll
but
get
it
my
is,
parental rights back.
It is entertaining.
I'll
it's
steal them
90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You get your teeth back before you get your kid back. Hey, if you can help us out, we have surpassed our goal for Coats for Kids. We're going even farther. With your help, go to KMBZ.com, click on the Coats for Kids icon. That'll take you to a safe and secure website where you can make your donation. You guys have been awesome. Awesome. And thank you. News in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.